Welcome to your GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into Topic B1, Cell-Level Systems, one of the most fundamental and frequently examined topics in your entire biology course. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, OCR, or another board, the core ideas here appear in every single paper. So settle in, grab a pen, and let's get started. At its heart, Topic B1 is about the cell, the basic unit of life. Every living organism, from a bacterium to a blue whale, is made of cells. But cells aren't just tiny blobs of jelly. They are incredibly complex, organized systems packed with specialized structures called organelles, each with a specific job to do. In this topic, you'll learn what those structures are, how they work together, and how cells carry out two of the most important processes in biology, photosynthesis and respiration. You'll also explore enzymes, protein synthesis, and microscopy. These aren't isolated facts, they're all connected, and examiners love to test whether you can see those connections. Let's start with cell structure. You need to know three types of cells: animal cells, plant cells, and prokaryotic cells, like bacteria. Animal cells contain a nucleus which holds the genetic information as DNA. They have a cell membrane which controls what enters and leaves the cell. They have cytoplasm, where most chemical reactions happen. They have mitochondria, the powerhouses of the cell, where aerobic respiration occurs. And they have ribosomes, which are tiny structures where proteins are made. Plant cells have all of those, but they also have three extra features. First, a cell wall made of cellulose, which gives the cell a rigid shape and support. Second, a large permanent vacuole filled with cell sap, which helps maintain the cell's shape through turgor pressure. And third, chloroplasts, the organelles where photosynthesis takes place. Chloroplasts contain a green pigment called chlorophyll, which absorbs light energy. Prokaryotic cells, like bacteria, are fundamentally different. They have no nucleus. Instead, their DNA floats freely in the cytoplasm as a circular loop. They may also have small rings of DNA called plasmids. They have a cell wall, but it's not made of cellulose, it's made of a different material. They're also much smaller than eukaryotic cells. This is a really common exam point. Prokaryotes do not have a nucleus. If you say they do, you'll lose marks. A key exam tip here. Examiners frequently ask you to compare cell types. When you see the command word compare, you must give both similarities and differences. Don't just list features of one cell, you need to explicitly contrast them. For example, both plant and animal cells have a nucleus and mitochondria. However, plant cells also have a cell wall and chloroplasts, which animal cells lack. Now let's talk about microscopy. You need to be able to use the magnification formula, and you must memorize it because it's not given to you. The formula is magnification equals image size divided by actual size. A handy way to remember this is the triangle. Put I at the top, M and A at the bottom. Cover the one you want to find. Here's a typical exam question. A cell appears 5 millimeters wide under a microscope with a magnification of times 500. What is the actual size of the cell? You divide 5 by 500, giving you 0.01 millimeters, which is 10 micrometers. Always convert to the correct units. Micrometers are common in biology, and 1 micrometer equals 1/1000th of a millimeter. Also know the difference between magnification and resolution. Magnification is how much bigger the image appears. Resolution is the ability to distinguish between two points that are close together. A light microscope has lower resolution than an electron microscope. Electron microscopes can resolve structures like ribosomes and the internal structure of mitochondria, which light microscopes cannot. Enzymes are biological catalysts. They speed up chemical reactions in living organisms without being used up themselves. Each enzyme has a specific shape, and the region where the substrate binds is called the active site. The substrate fits into the active site like a key into a lock. This is called the lock and key model. Enzymes are affected by temperature and pH. As temperature increases, the rate of reaction increases, up to a point. At the optimum temperature, the enzyme works fastest. Above this temperature, the enzyme's shape changes permanently. We say it has been denatured. The active site changes shape so the substrate can no longer fit. This is not the same as melting. The enzyme doesn't melt. It denatures. A critical exam mistake? Many candidates assume all enzymes have an optimum temperature of 37 degrees Celsius. This is wrong. 37 degrees is the optimum for enzymes in the human body. Enzymes in other organisms, like bacteria living in hot springs, can have optimum temperatures of 70 degrees or higher. Always read the question carefully. pH also affects enzymes. Most enzymes work best at a neutral pH of around 7, but there are important exceptions. Pepsin, which digests proteins in the stomach, works best at pH 2, very acidic. Trypsin, which digests proteins in the small intestine, works best at pH 8, slightly alkaline. Photosynthesis is the process by which plants, algae, and some bacteria convert light energy into chemical energy stored in glucose. It takes place in the chloroplasts. The word equation is carbon dioxide plus water in the presence of light produces glucose and oxygen. The balanced chemical equation, which you must memorize, is 6CO2 plus 6H2O with light energy produces C6H12O6 plus 6O2. Photosynthesis is an endothermic reaction. It takes in energy from light. This is the opposite of respiration. The rate of photosynthesis is affected by limiting factors. These are light intensity, carbon dioxide concentration, and temperature. A limiting factor is the factor that is in shortest supply and therefore limits the rate of the reaction. Even if you increase light intensity, if carbon dioxide is scarce, the rate won't increase further. CO2 becomes the limiting factor. Examiners love to give you a graph of photosynthesis rate against light intensity and ask you to explain why the curve levels off. The answer is always that another factor, usually CO2 concentration or temperature, has become limiting. Respiration is not the same as breathing. This is one of the most common mistakes in GCSE biology. Breathing, or ventilation, is the physical movement of air in and out of the lungs. Respiration is a chemical process that happens inside every cell, releasing energy from glucose. Aerobic respiration uses oxygen. The word equation is glucose plus oxygen produces carbon dioxide plus water and releases energy. Anaerobic respiration happens when oxygen is not available. In animals and bacteria, glucose is partially broken down to produce lactic acid and a small amount of energy. In plants and yeast, glucose is broken down to produce ethanol and carbon dioxide. This is fermentation used in brewing and bread making. Remember, aerobic respiration releases much more energy than anaerobic respiration. This is because glucose is fully broken down in aerobic respiration, whereas in anaerobic respiration, it is only partially broken down. Protein synthesis is the process of making proteins from genetic instructions. It happens in two stages, transcription and translation. In transcription, the DNA double helix unwinds in the nucleus. One strand acts as a template. A complementary strand of messenger RNA, mRNA, is built using base pairing rules. Adenine pairs with uracil and RNA, and cytosine pairs with guanine. The mRNA then leaves the nucleus through nuclear pores and travels to a ribosome. In translation, the ribosome reads the mRNA in groups of three bases called codons. Each codon codes for a specific amino acid. Transfer RNA molecules bring the correct amino acids to the ribosome. The amino acids are joined together in a chain to form a polypeptide, the basis of a protein. Remember, DNA is not a protein. DNA is a nucleic acid made of nucleotides. A common exam error is confusing DNA with proteins. They're completely different molecules. Now let's go through the most important exam tips and the mistakes that cost students marks every year. Number one, never confuse respiration with ventilation. Respiration is a chemical process in cells. Ventilation is breathing. If an exam question asks, "What is respiration?" and you write breathing in and out, you will score zero. Number two, plants do respire. They respire all the time, day and night. During the day, they also photosynthesize, and the rate of photosynthesis exceeds the rate of respiration, so they appear to only take in CO2. But at night, only respiration occurs, so they release CO2. Examiners test this regularly. Number three, not all enzymes have an optimum at 37 degrees. Read the context of the question. Number four, when asked to explain something, always use the word because to link cause and effect. The rate of photosynthesis increases because there's more light energy available. That linking word is what earns you the second mark. Number five, for magnification calculations, always show you're working and include units. If you write just a number with no units, you may lose the final mark. Number six, When comparing cells, always explicitly state both similarities and differences. Use comparative language. Whereas, however, in contrast to both, but. Number 7, the term denatured is specific. Use it precisely. An enzyme is denatured when its active site permanently changes shape due to high temperature or extreme pH. Do not say the enzyme is killed or destroyed. Right, time for a quick fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the function of mitochondria? Answer. The site of aerobic respiration, they produce ATP energy for the cell. Question 2. What is the word equation for aerobic respiration? Answer. Glucose plus oxygen produces carbon dioxide plus water plus energy. Question 3. Name 3 structures found in plant cells but not in animal cells. Answer. Cell wall, chloroplasts, and large permanent vacuole. Question 4. What does the term denatured mean when applied to an enzyme? Answer. The active site has permanently changed shape, so the substrate can no longer bind. Question 5. What is a limiting factor in photosynthesis? Answer. The factor that is in shortest supply and therefore limits the rate of the reaction. For example, light intensity, CO2 concentration, or temperature. Question 6. In protein synthesis, what is the role of mRNA? Answer. It carries the genetic code from the DNA in the nucleus to the ribosome in the cytoplasm, where it is used as a template for building proteins. Let's bring it all together. Topic B1 is about cells and the processes that happen within them. You need to know the structures of animal, plant, and prokaryotic cells and be able to compare them. You need to understand enzymes, how they work, what affects them, and what denaturation means. You need to know the equations for photosynthesis and aerobic and anaerobic respiration and understand them as energy transformations. You need to be able to do magnification calculations, and you need to understand the basics of protein synthesis. The golden rule for this topic: be precise with your language. Examiners are looking for specific terminology: denatured, not destroyed; respiration, not breathing; optimum, not best. Every technical word you use correctly is a mark in your pocket. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. Keep practicing those past paper questions. Check your answers against the mark scheme. And remember, every mark counts. See you in the next episode.